Hi, my name is Dolph. I play in a band called The Datsuns. Maybe you pronounce it Datsuns over here. I don't know, but that's what I do. It's nice when people pronounce it quote-unquote proper way. Well, in Japan, they call us The Datsuns, and it's a Japanese word, so there you go. If you name yourself something, you own it. So, you know, you should really own the way it's pronounced.
Yeah, wasn't... Now, wait a minute. Didn't Datsun become Nissan?
I think it was like an offshoot. So it was like the shittier version of Nissan, you know.
Right.
And I don't know. I kind of always dug the colors. They were always like coming this kind of very... sort of early 70s, late 60s, green, brown, orange, that kind of thing. And a lot of the bands that we were into were kind of like action rock bands, whatever. We were into like hot rods and things. And so we thought kind of like a... silly twist on that and name myself after these cars.
So one of the things you did early on, you went to the UK.
Yeah, actually, we backtracked slightly. We were in the US before we were in the UK, but very, very briefly. Like we did like a string of like 8 shows. We did South by Southwest, and then we did like 8 shows with a band called the Mooney Suzuki. And then we did like four shows with the White Stripes, which was a lot of fun. And then we headed to the UK where we had like maybe 2 shows booked, but we had a Peel session booked. And that was just from sending John Peel like 7 inches in the mail. And, you know, we would just write him letters and things, you know, and it was very sort of DIY, just, you know, handwritten scrawls to him. And I think he kind of dug that. So he was playing our 7 inches on a show. And then when we got to the UK, you know, we just booked more and more shows. We ended up staying, it was only supposed to be away from home like 6 weeks. Not even that. We ended up being away for 3 months. And when we came home, we had our record finished and a whole bunch. You know, we were signed for a deal in the UK and all sorts of things had happened. So it was kind of weird. It was a very snowballish kind of thing that happened, you know, one thing after another, and kind of got slightly out of our control.
But what was really interesting to me, so it was 12 years since you formed About. It was 7 or so since you, you know, suddenly were embraced by Mr. Peel. Yeah. And my favorite line is, I guess the UK press wrote you up as the future of rock.
It's never a good thing for a band to be called that. I mean, it puts off a bunch of people that would otherwise maybe like you. It attracts a bunch of people to you that don't necessarily like you. For your music, you know, maybe because it goes well with their belt or their haircut. But, you know, I'm also really grateful. I mean, if people like you, then they like you. It's not really up for me to sort of try to weed out, does someone like me for the right reason or whatever. You know, time will take care of that.
You stand out among many bands on the radio today, at least when you come on my show, because you're not really in a definable category. You're certainly louder than a lot of the Britpop bands, even though, yeah, you know, you're melodic, because you wouldn't be on my show if you didn't have good melodies and good songwriting. And you're certainly not out to be the latest, you know, indie band. So it must be interesting when people say, okay, and I'm not going to ask you to do this, but I imagine people come up to you and say, okay, so what are the Datsuns like? And you say... I imagine you say, well, we're us.
Yeah, completely. I mean, it's all of it's pretty high energy, though. That's the only thing that I can think of to describe it, you know, because we're really big fans of like power pop, but also like heavy metal and all those sorts of things. And I think you hit it like the nail on the head, because we're way too metal for a lot of like garage fans. But then we're way too like wussy and pop and light for like metal fans. And we managed to like straddle that line to just pretty much annoy everybody. But, you know, the people that get it. And you know, we obviously like it a lot. So, you know, we're still doing it.
Townsend said, we want to be powerful and we want to be popular.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really always loved his attitude and his almost, his persona for interviews, because he would take it pretty seriously. And the way that, you know, people, very sort of simple songs in a way, or, you know, 3-chord song, but he could talk about it like it was a thesis and like, it was a very studied thing. I suppose that's from his art school background or whatever. And I always loved his explanations for songs.
So let's get into Headstunts. Now, Headstunts has been out for a bit, yeah, right?
It's been out since October in the rest of the world, and it's come out in the US, well, North America, about maybe a month ago.
You're here, you know, like you said, you were on a little bit of a holiday, but you, this record is not new to you, not new.
And especially when you think about how long it takes from writing a song to recording it to having it mixed, then having it, you know, sent to the label and then setting it up, you know, whatever you want to call it. And then it's delayed coming out in like certain territories, and then you go there and, you know, it's fresh for everybody else, and you kind of have to have that enthusiasm and that that kind of energy behind it, which I don't know, hopefully this little break that we've just had puts back into it for us a little. I mean, you know, if you write something good, you expect it to hold up at least the 6 months from when it was out. So yeah, I'm enjoying being here. It's going to be fun.
And your new member literally gave this album a little bit of a new punch, didn't it?
I think so. I mean, he's a pretty badass drummer, and he can play like any kind of style of music. Like he played drums at jazz school and stuff, which we love to tease him about because none of us are really into like jazz.
I was gonna say I don't hear in the dats.
But he was constantly told at jazz school, "You're so rock. Be quiet," you know, because he would be too loud a drummer. But what's great with him is he's got a really good instinct for songs, and you know, if you show him a song, he can immediately sort of write the parts for it and have his parts, you know, perfectly accentuated, you know, certain parts of the song. We don't have to go over and over it, and I don't know, he's just a great drummer. It makes life a lot more simple, I think.
So I have to get into some of the songs because I, you know, and I know if people don't hear the sense of humor in this band, yeah, then they're missing the point. And it's funny because I was looking at some of the reviews and particularly the bloggers these days, yeah. You know, and they're kind of like, well, you know, with a song like High School Hoodlums, yeah, you know, who is this band trying to be? And yet, if you think about, like you said, the things that got into your head to make this band, yeah, a song like that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, completely. And like what has to make sense about it for someone? I mean, do I have to actually sit down and write like an essay or something explaining what the song's supposed to be about? Like, can't you just enjoy it on the singular level of on the one dimensional level, if you like, of the actual?
Whole Lot of Love was a very complicated song, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I could give you a more sociological or psychological explanation of High School Hoodlums, if you like. I mean, when we lived in the UK, we would go to rehearsals every day, and we would pass these kids who were constantly, they would give us shit on the street for the way we looked, or the way we behaved. But, you know, we couldn't hate them for it. It's just kind of what you're like when you're a kid. And that whole kind of thing interests me, you know, the way people fear youth and the way people like to vilify them. You know, we would see that a lot in a lot of the UK press. They're, you know, people really scared of being knifed by a kid, and, oh, you should see these kids in the streets, they're running wild, they're filming each other fighting, and, you know, that whole moral panic bullshit, kids, you know, be scared of youth kind of thing. And so the song's actually kind of about, yeah, these kids are like hoodlums, and they are like fuckers, but they are just kids, and, you know, maybe you should give them, cut them a break, because you were like that at some point in your life too, probably.
And speaking of sound, there's Hey Paranoid People, What's in Your Head with that keyboard riff. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that.
That is a really good example of us writing a song together with the four of us, which doesn't happen very often. And I really love it when it happens, because, you know, I think we get our best stuff that way. Like Christian had this riff, and he was playing on guitar the main riff for the song, and it sounded really like heavy metal, the way he was playing it and the way the kind of sound he had. And I was like, I don't get this at all, man. Like, what are we doing with this? This isn't going anywhere. And then he goes, well, it's supposed to kind of be played on a Farfisa or something. I was like, well, there's the keyboard. Go and do it. And then, you know, then Ben started playing a lot more sort of danceable groove, and then it just kind of came together. We wrote it in like 5 minutes, and it was kind of done. Came up with the chorus pretty much straight away, and then sort of went off and wrote the rest of the lyrics later that night, but the main kind of crux of it was done in like 5 minutes. We love lots of different kinds of stuff, and I think we're capable of writing a lot of different kinds of songs, but sometimes it doesn't really feel like it belongs in the Datsuns kind of world. And I think we're constantly trying to sort of push other things in there and still have it make sense to people, you know, not completely alienate the audience. Because, you know, it is the Datsuns. I don't want to make like a complete prog record, and I wouldn't want to make a twee English indie pop album either. I'm just trying to, you know, get some different sort of things in there and talk about different things. Well, I suppose I'm a pop fan at heart. Like, I really like heavy stuff, but I really like great melodies and great lyrics and harmony.
And that, you see, and it's not that it would surprise people, but what's really interesting to me is you're very aware of your brand. You know the brand that the Datsuns are supposed to represent, and that's not wrong, you know?
I'm really aware of it, but I think we ignore that constantly. I'm really aware of the record I should make since the first one, because the way people would be really happy, especially in certain parts of Europe, if we made our first album over and over and over again. And loud and kind of wild and, you know, make up kind of...
Well, lots of bands are making that album for you. They're just imitating it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. People like... I think a lot of that stuff, like action rock kind of bands, when they call it that in the late 90s, and a lot of the kind of that high energy stuff, a lot of it is really lacking in the things that I love about music, which is great melody and hooks and sort of things. And it seems like a lot of the bands that we end up playing with, people go, oh, you must really like that. It's like either really misogynistic lyrics or they really kind of miss what I like about the Datsuns, you know, and they still see part of that in us for some reason. But like you say, like the Datsuns brand or whatever, I think that we've been pushing that from the second record on, like trying to make that a little wider and a little different. And it's funny because I don't think that makes us appeal to more people at all. I think, in fact, it alienates us. But I think it's what we want to do artistically, so we just do it.
So now this is a fairly short U.S. tour.
Yeah.
Now, have you started writing the next record, and is that what you're going to go back and work on?
Pretty much. I mean, we got this, which is like 2 weeks through Canada too. So it's like North America in 12 days, whatever. That's a kind of a joke, but we're doing it. On our way to Europe, we're going to do some festivals, and then we got like a few weeks off, and then we have 6 weeks through Europe.
Nice.
And then we pretty much will start writing the next record.
So I've invented this thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two Datsun songs is the bread, and then you are now in control of the rest of the time with anything. He's going to pull out the iPod. I can feel it.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right?